Here in the United States, President Bush campaigned from the Gulf Coast of Florida to the deserts of New Mexico and Arizona. Wound up last night in the Pacific Northwest. 10 events in 5 states since Tuesday. It's an unusually intense campaign swing for August, but the polls are close. Some show the president behind, so he's working to shore up his base in some areas and hoping to win over independents in others. NPR's Don Gagne reports.
The president started his week in the most friendly territory imaginable, the Florida Panhandle, home to many military bases and lots of hardcore Southern Republicans.
You know you're in good country when you got a guy holding a sign up that says, Bubba's for Bush.
And the president got big help this week from a guy with whom he's fought bruising, bitter political battles, Senator John McCain, who seemed ready to bury their difficult history at a stop in Pensacola.
He has not wavered. He has not flinched from the hard choices. He was determined and remains determined to make this world a better, safer, freer place.
All week long, the president attended rallies and fundraisers and other events, some indoors, some outside in the sweltering heat where paramedics squeezed through the crowd to help spectators who'd passed out mid-speech. On Thursday morning, the Bush motorcade rolled into Las Vegas in an effort to cut into a traditional Democratic voting bloc within a swing state. The location was an indoor, air-conditioned training center for the International Brotherhood of Carpenters and Joiners, a union that endorsed Al Gore in 2000, but whose leadership has since been aggressively courted by Mr. Bush. He's hoping for the Carpenters Union endorsement next month, and this week he said his tax cuts mean more jobs for carpenters.
If a construction worker's got more money in his pocket, he's going to demand an additional good or a service. And when they demand that additional good or service, somebody has to produce the good or service. And when somebody produces a good or service, somebody's more likely to keep a job or find work. That's how.
But at this stop, unlike the others on this week's campaign tour, there were skeptics in the audience because the union had some say over who got in. 58-year-old Donald Kim is a union carpenter.
I'm here because he's the president, and I will honor that he is the president.
But Kim says he has problems with Mr. Bush.
Well, obviously, I don't sit here and think I'm better off than I was 4 years ago. I don't think too many of my fellow workers are going to say the same thing, that we're better off.
Yesterday in Portland, Oregon, the president visited a state that he lost by fewer than 7,000 votes 4 years ago, and he came bearing gifts, specifically a project to deepen a long stretch of the Columbia River here. In essence, the president said he would lift his administration's limits on such projects and allow bigger ships upriver, creating new export possibilities and new jobs as a result. And through it all, the president has kept up the pointed attacks against his Democratic opponent, John Kerry, portraying him as a man whose positions, especially on the war in Iraq, have changed based on political expediency. So, downbeat on Kerry, upbeat on the economy, resolute on Iraq. The president summed up his case, saying he needs 4 more years because his work is not yet done. Don Gagne, NPR News, with the president in Portland.